And we now go to New Orleans, Jessica Rosgard, with her report on Amendment 2, which Colonel Maness referenced. And this is the amendment that has gained most attention in Louisiana, and it is on the ballot next Tuesday.
Doug DeLosa was beaten unconscious, his hands and feet bound by rope. When he came to, he yelled for his wife to call the police. He didn't know she was dead. The story made headlines. Eventually, Kenner police identified him as the killer. DeLosa was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole. The jury that convicted him didn't all agree.
They came back with a verdict of guilty, an 11-1 vote.
A judge sent him to the state penitentiary at Angola. But DeLosa has always maintained his innocence. And after he spent 14 years in prison, the state of Louisiana reversed his conviction because of prosecutorial misconduct. DeLosa blames the jury system, in part, for all those years at Angola.
There was certainly a reasonable doubt in that one person's mind. And I went to prison because 11 people voted guilty.
Just two states permit a defendant to be convicted by a non-unanimous jury, Oregon and Louisiana. Everywhere else, a 10-2 or 11-1 verdict results in a mistrial, which means that the case can be tried again with a new jury or the charges can be dropped. G. Park directs policy at Innocence Project New Orleans. The group has worked with about a dozen clients who were convicted by non-unanimous juries, only to be found innocent years later. She says the problem with Louisiana's approach is that it lets jury deliberation move too fast and sometimes make mistakes.
In a criminal trial, the burden is on the state. It's beyond a reasonable doubt, right? And so if we had a unanimous jury in those cases, these would have been jurors that hung, and there would have been another go at it later on down the road.
So this is the question that Louisiana voters are deciding with Amendment Number 2, whether to change the state constitution to require juries to reach a unanimous verdict.
I think more times, plenty more times than not, the system gets it right.
Scott Perilou is the district attorney for Tangipahoa Parish. He's one of 8 Louisiana district attorneys who oppose changing the rule.
You know, why would I support a change in the law, which, in my opinion, will make it more difficult to achieve a just result, justice, not convictions, but justice?
The Louisiana District Attorneys Association didn't take an official position on the jury issue because its members aren't all in agreement. But Perilou is one of a handful of DAs who believes changing the jury system could result in more mistrials, which slow down proceedings.
It's tough to see that happen for victims and their families wait years to get cases concluded, and I see this as possibly delaying that even further.
Backers of Amendment 2 are concerned about the lingering effects of injustice in the present system. A jury convicted Doug DeLosa on an 11-1 vote, but his conviction was overturned. Years later, he says he still can't find work.
You look him in the face and you say, well, I spent 14 years in a maximum security prison for second-degree murder, but don't let that bother you because I was actually innocent. How many people do you think call me back for a second interview?
Letting juries convict felons, even if they don't all agree, is an idea that came out of Reconstruction and the rise of white supremacy after the Civil War. Racism is at its core. But DeLosa, who is white, says the current system puts everyone at risk, regardless of your education, how much money you have, or the color of your skin.
Don't think to yourself, well, it's not important to me because I'm not going to be on trial. I didn't believe for a second it could have happened to me.
Constitutional Amendment 2 is on the ballot this fall, and a simple majority of voters could change the state's non-unanimous jury rule. In New Orleans, I'm Jessica Rosgard.